Yep, sure would. Now, we're joined now. A friend of mine, a man who I know has been through some tragedy himself and has done everything he can to make sure that he's rehabbed himself. He was arrested for DUI and manslaughter back in March of 2009, but he joins us now, and I couldn't be happier to have him on to talk about the Aaron Hernandez situation, but also to talk about his life. Joined now by longtime NFL wide receiver, Dante Stallworth. Dante, welcome, my man. Welcome to the Sean Salisbury Show.
Hey, appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
No problem. First, let's talk about you. Since that tragic day in March, and when you were sentenced to 30 days in prison and came out, how's your life been since then, my friend?
It's been a work in progress. I think whenever you experience something of that magnitude, you know, for me, it's something that will be with me for the rest of my life, no matter what the, you know, what the sentencing was, or the fact that I was able to continue my career in the NFL for a few years after that. That all pales in comparison to the eternal pain that I've inflicted on a number of people, and especially the young man, Mr. Reyes, his daughter, who was 15 years old at the time. That was, you know, it's never an easy thing to be a part of. And so I've just tried to, you know, try to live as well as I can, try to speak to others so they don't make some of the same mistakes that I did, and really, really caution them to be cognizant of their decisions and to be aware of things that they are doing on a daily basis.
Dante, are you still in touch with the Reyes family's daughter?
Legally, I'm actually, I am not allowed to contact any members of the family, but I have, through my attorneys, contacted their attorneys, which they would contact the family. And the first contact that ever occurred between us was the Reyes family actually reaching out to me and telling me that they appreciated how I had handled everything, which was so surprising to me, and I couldn't believe that the you know, this is like about a week after it happened, and just for them to be so forgiving of what I had done was really shocking to me, but it also allowed me to have somewhat to start the healing process. You know, I'm very grateful for them reaching out to me and expressing their forgiveness and hoping that I would be able to move on with my life as well. And they knew that I was committed to being able to speak out, not just to athletes, but to everyone, to people in general, about the dangers of driving under the influence, and I think they appreciated that. And so that helped me begin my healing process.
Boy, forgiveness is an amazing blessing in life. That's the voice of Dante Stallworth, longtime NFL receiver, joins us here on the Sean Salisbury Show. Dante, you were in 2012 a teammate briefly with Aaron Hernandez. Your initial thought when you woke up this morning and found out this news, and what kind of guy was he?
My initial thought was just sadness all around. And for the whole, you know, from the beginning to the very end, or at least today, and it's not the end for the families who have lost people. Families are, you know, victims of his, and his little girl who will have to live the rest of her life with this tragedy. And obviously her mother and Aaron's family. It's a no-win situation for anyone. You know, it's really, not to take the high moral high ground here, but it just disturbed me when I see people celebrating the fact that that Aaron had passed away today. It's like suicide by anyone should never be celebrated. And also there, you know, there's a lot of other elements that fall into that. You can look at Aaron and his actions and understand and completely agree with the fact that they were reprehensible and indefensible. But at the same time, you can also as a human being, can show some compassion towards his family and towards his young daughter. But also at the same time, it doesn't mean that you don't have compassion for, you know, the victims as well. And, you know, Odin Lloyd's family has been hurting through this whole process as well. So for me, I always try to look at the human element of it. I've been through this similar situation in some respects where someone has lost their life, and you can't, you know, regardless of the circumstances of it happening, you can't take away the human element of it, that people will be affected on all sides. So there's no need for celebration. It's unwarranted. You know, I hurt for everyone that was affected through this whole tragedy.
Hey, Dante, we got about 30 seconds, but I got to ask you, did you see a troubled young man when you played with him in 2012?
You know what? I didn't. I saw someone who was probably more dedicated and more talented than what I've been ever been around. I mean, it was a total shock to me to find out, you know, that he was being convicted or accused of at the time accused of the murder of Odin Lloyd. And you know, but again, no one would believe that someone that they've been associated with, whether it's been a friend or a colleague, that they would be capable of doing something of this nature. But again, you know, my heart goes out to everyone affected.
Dante, we got to let you go. We got to let you go. I appreciate your courage coming on and talking to us today, man. It means a lot to me.
No problem. Appreciate you having me on.
Appreciate it. Dante Stallworth. We'll be back. It's the Sean Salisbury Show.